This is 88.5 FM, and we've got a live session today with Matthew Logan Vasquez. Welcome in.
That's good to be back.
You've actually been here a couple of times.
Yeah.
This is my first time hanging out with you. Actually, it's good to meet you finally, because I was playing Delta Spirit's Trash Can on 100.3 The Sound when it was a AAA station for a minute.
Nice.
Back in 2008.
Hell yeah.
So I've been familiar with your stuff from the beginning. But you have a new album called Lighten Up. That's out now.
Yeah.
Now, the spelling on Lighten Up is L-I-G-H-T-N, apostrophe N, up. Is that Lighten Up or Lighting Up? or open to...
It's Lighten Up. Like, just Lighten Up.
Just Lighten Up. Lighten Up about the
title.
Here's
a beer, buddy. Lighten Up. Or, you know, stop feeling sorry for yourself. And that's kind of the title in jest. Because the way that the record ended up being, and kind of the arc of the story of the record, is really this is my third solo record, and things have been great. But we just bought a house in Texas. I grew up in Austin,
right?
And we bought a house outside of Austin, a place called Wimberley. And there was my wife is from Norway, and her father got sick, and so we had just kind of finished everything, and our life together was all settling in and ready for a very mellow 2018. And then with my father-in-law getting Alzheimer's, it all just was like, okay, well, we're moving to Norway now.
New plan.
6 months we moved. The day after Christmas they left, and I spent the month of January making this album in our house alone after we gave up our cat. And I was very, very alone, feeling sorry for myself in a lot of ways.
Let's get to
the
downside of it and the somber emotions in just a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to start off with some music, though. And this one is a little more on the upbeat side. I really like this track. You're going to start off with Trailer Park?
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is Matthew Logan Vasquez on 88.5 FM with Trailer Park.
It's Nirvana, it's like Sliver, with Grandma Deb swimming in the river, and little T learning how to walk, my wife and I drinking wine from the box. Well, don't tell me that I missed the mark, I'm still happy in my trailer park. Life is
Trailer Park. It's 88.5 FM. That's Trailer Park from Matthew Logan Vasquez. The video for that is a delight.
Thank you. It's actually a reenactment of the end of the month of playing, making this record in January. My Little Neighborhood, that's what the song's about. It's this little kind of trailer park log cabin. Half the people are retired, half the people are crunchy hippie or Trump sporting crazies. Uh-huh. And we're all just mixed in together in this little get your best bang for your buck, live by the river in rural Texas kind of thing.
Right.
And my buddy Frank and Raina, they have a four-car garage that's converted into a bar. Used to be a DJ in Galveston. And so he has just thousands of 45s, like old blues, Zydeco, everything. Yeah. And we threw this crazy party, and they're always calling me up and taking pictures of the river. They're retired, and, huh. And he's just like, Matt, how you doing, man? I miss you so much. You got to come back to the place. And so when I was in town in December, we made a plan to throw another party, and
who,
we did.
Who was that beautiful towhead boy in that video?
That's my son, Thor Ulysses Vasquez.
Thor Ulysses Vasquez.
Three and a half.
One of my best friends' name is Thor. It's a great
nice.
Name.
Yeah.
Big, powerful names. My friend, his name is Thor Benander, and he's always said that that's been a blessing to him to have a unique, strong name, because people get the resume and they're like, well, I got to meet a Thor. I got to see who this is.
I definitely, it's a family name. My wife's Norwegian. So, you know, I figure it's just never last picked kind of a name. But we're currently living in Oslo, and it's about the same as saying Jeff. Right. Oh, it's like, hey, Jeff.
Right.
But we're going to move back to Texas, hopefully within the year. We're trying to get back.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, you go on tour, starting in Texas at Camp Lucy in Dripping Springs, which sounds great. Lots of people came to know you as part of a San Diego band of the Delta Spirit.
That's right, yeah.
But you're a born and bred Texan, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm Cali-Texan. Half my family is from here in Orange County area. And that's how Delta Spirit kind of got started, was Kelly Winrich and I were friends, and I was busking in San Diego. That's how Delta Spirit started, was Brandon, the drummer, saw me busking down at the gas lamp. And, I mean, that was 2003 when he met me, and we started a band in 2005.
That's awesome.
Yeah, still not broken up. Someday we're going to get back together.
Let's get another song out of you. What are you going to play for a second?
We're going to do Poor Kids.
All right, this is Matthew Logan Vasquez joining us on 88.5 FM, and this is Poor Kids.
Tin houses on my lawn. My fortress built so strong. Back in the 90s, it was all ahead of you. Bankrupt embarrassment, the whole neighborhood knew. What poor kids do, growing up too fast. Mm-hmm. graduated, will you ask me to the dance? I barely knew you, well, I thought I'd take that chance. After the party, you put my hand up your shirt. Both weren't ready, so both of us got hurt. It's what poor kids do. Growing up too fast. It's what poor kids do. Growing up too fast.
That's Poor Kids on 88.5 FM, a tune from the new album Lighten Up by Matthew Logan Vasquez. You play the Moroccan Lounge on June 22nd, it says on your website, and you have a full band show and an acoustic show on the same day. You're doing an acoustic matinee? That's a fun idea.
The promoter thought of it, and I thought, hey, you know, I'd love to do that. I've been running around Europe a lot for opening for friends like Israel Nash and Shelves and Rope, Nathaniel Ratliff. They take me around and I just hop in their bus. And I've been practicing this whole solo acoustic thing. And
you got it down.
Just to get my Dylan out. I mean, I do a pretty good impression. It'll be fun. With the MLV stuff that I do when I'm on tour, I really try to bring in the Delta Spirit music, Middle Brother, and this other project, Glorietta, that I was a part of producing and making this that came out last year. And so it's a good opportunity, especially with the acoustic stuff, to bring back some songs that I wouldn't normally with a full band.
Let me ask you about the Delta Spirit. It's been a minute
since
you guys have done anything. Mm-hmm. Is that a flavor part of your life you want to put on the back burner, or is there something in the works? Or?
Delta Spirit, like trying to put it back together, is easier said than done living so far away from each other. Our bass player now lives in Montreal, Canada, and I'm in Oslo. Two of the guys are in New York, and one guy's in Los Angeles. So putting it together is a logistical nightmare.
It really is.
But we're all very close still and have remained close. And, you know, we're talking about it. We keep toying around with song ideas. And, you know, when in terms of there being another album, we'll see. Hopefully, we're trying. And in terms of a tour, I think we're going to, not this year, but we'll see.
Well, there's never been a better age for musicians to collaborate than now, when you can do it digitally and send files across the world.
It's crazy how quick you can do stuff. And, you know, it's definitely been nice for me. It gives me some food to fuel the fire while I'm sitting in an apartment in the snow, just like making an acoustic demo and sending it to the other guys and see what they think, you know.
Before we get a last song out of you, you said earlier your wife and your son went to Oslo to take care of her father, who's ill from Alzheimer's. So all of the things that mean the most to you, like you were starting to say, are now 5,000 miles away, a short 10.5-hour plane ride away. Did that isolation then imbue this record with your feelings of the time?
Yeah, it definitely did, and it's just kind of like the arc and the tail of the record, which this last song definitely encaps that. Certain things and seasons in life and marriage and whatever, you just you have to get through them, and to kind of put a name to your sadness is a good way to step on it, and that's why I called the record Lighten Up altogether. And this song I wrote right after I moved there, and it was my first impression of winter sadness. But I can happily say that I'm getting used to it.
All right. I'm assuming this is the track Oslo?
Yeah, this song is Oslo.
This is Oslo. Matthew Logan Vasquez on 88.5 FM.
I fell in love with an angel from the north. We were happy in Texas. We got word that her daddy was ill, so we plotted out our exit. Many tears my mother would cry. cry without a grandson's laughter. Well, time flew by, and a month before we left, she was diagnosed with cancer. The sun sets so quickly here, well, does it even rise? The snow will melt then freeze again, turning me into ice. Well, I came here for my family, well, I think it's time to go. Here I am in the city of Oslo. Kept the house and made it a B&B for Jen and Greg to look after. I miss the flowers and the water in Wimberley, the mountain laurel and the Blanco. My wife's new job pays better now with better benefits. Little guy is learning how to speak his mom's language. Well, it's hard to be supportive when you're running out of gold. Well, here I am in the city of Oslo. Look at me, just another expat on the run. Not a soul here can know me. There ain't no bridge, just a canyon in my mind. I have never been this lonely. I tried to be a better man than this. Keep the ones most precious. I still love that angel from the north, and we were happy in Texas. I still love that angel from the north, and we were happy in Texas.
That track is Oslo from Matthew Logan Vasquez off the new album Lighten Up that just came out last week. Been great to have you in here. This has been a long time. I've been playing your music. It's great to finally meet you.
Same, Andy.
And last question, what else makes you happy? What else brings you happiness in your life when you're not making music and you...
Family, man. So it's the only really, truly important thing.
When do you get to see them again?
I get to see them in on Saturday. I fly back. So I'm excited to get to see my Thor Ulysses Vasquez on his little skis dressed like Christmas Story.
Love it.
Yep.
My best to your wife you and the struggles that you're going through. I hope that you find little mercies along the way with that.
Appreciate it.
My best to your boy. And thanks for coming to visit us here on 88.5 FM.
Thanks.